on the air and on the net. Racing information when and how you need it. This is Radio TAB.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome along to the Greyhound Show from Tassie. And we've had a tremendous week of greyhound racing with the Heats of the Country Oaks and Country Derby at Devonport, and also a track record. To tell us all about it, it's Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
Yeah, I'm good, Shane.
Mixed emotions over the track record at Devonport?
Well, the old track record will never go away of Lily Pilly Lads. It stood since the 7th of the 7th, 2000. We know that Devonport track's a bit quicker these days, but look, at least it's gone to a great dog. Sing the song for Bob and Robin Grubb. Look, she's the best of a great litter. Hobart 1000 finalist. She ran 25.01. It's hard to believe that not only did she break the record, but she took so much off the record. Look, it's only a matter of time now with the way the track is before they get under 25 seconds.
She's got a tremendous record, hasn't she? Particularly at Devonport. She really races well there. Her two best winning times, surprisingly, comes from inside draws.
Yeah, it is. Look, she's a centre-to-wide runner, but look, she's just a genuine girl. She can be a little bit tardy early and not the cleverest dog in her field, but she's a great dog, and you know she deserves to have a track record next to her name.
And we also had the Heats of the Oaks and the Derby, particularly the Derby, very strong. And in the first leg, it was the Illingworth Classic winner that toppled a couple of very smart greyhounds.
Yeah, quite amazing to think that two Group 2 winners in Varco and Windburn Wizard, one ran second and one ran unplaced, in a heat of the Country Derby at Devonport, just shows the quality of the dogs in Tasmania. Callaway Ernie, as you said, coming off Illingworth Classic out of poor draws, had box seven again. He crossed them, worked hard to do so. He was just too good. He's just gone to another level, as Butch Devereaux has the knack of doing with dogs. There was no fluke whatsoever. Varco's run was enormous. He got cluttered up early, came from second last. But, you know, they're probably the two of the main players in the final, but the other heat was a great heat as well.
Yeah, and Slash's King running even quicker than Callaway Ernie.
Yes, for Patrick Ryan. He's only had a handful of runners in Tasmania. He was second early and then led halfway. Ran 25.39. Barnes Bay was very good running second. Gemstone Jack, Groovy Lane, you know, a bit behind them, made up the final. But, geez, one of the strongest finals you'd ever see, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. And the Country Oaks, whilst not as flash as the Derby, still some pretty good runs, including that at the consistent Hard as Nails.
Yeah, she's just a very good little professional dog that jumps in front nearly every time. A couple of them come at her during the run, and she held them off, you know, reasonably comfortably in the end. 25.73 was, you know, pretty good. And then the next heat, although Kawasaki Rose went slower, 25.83. She was the standout dog in the Oaks, in the two Oaks heats. She normally leads. She came from well back in the field and won running away by neck, but the run was just terrific. She'll start favourite in the final as the one to beat.
And Thursday night in Hobart, the Vets Medley Series continued. The heats this week back to the 461, having run the 599s last week.
Yes, they were, and went reasonably to script, I would say. Hold on, Coop. Upset the odds on favourite in Miss Somebody in the first of those shorter heats, but over the whole career, Hold On Coop's form was the best of any dog in that race, and it's good to see him back in form for Anthony Bullock. Actually, he had a night out again, Anthony. He had a fantastic night at the office. He also won the next heat, which was very predictable, with Mumford's Son, just, you know, one of my favourite dogs, just because he's so honest. He beat Alvin Benz, who was probably the beaten run of the night. Then Mick Stringer won the third of the short heats with Top Line Power. Funny dog, he's had two wins and seven duck eggs from nine starts. He was there in the back straight, got checked, dropped right out, and then he flew at the finish to win running away. He's a very, very good dog if he ever gets his head right. Good odds Demon was prohibitive odds on for Shane Whitney and got the job done, although not to script. If you took the short odds, you'd have been a bit nervous at a couple of stages because Sir Buddy led him for a long way. And did I miss one, or was that the four of them?
No, we had another one back with Top Line Powers race.
Yeah, I mentioned Top Line Powers.
Right. No, well, you've covered them all beautifully. And, of course, the final coming up next week over the 599.
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty good tussle for favouritism, I'd say, between Mumford's Son and Good Odds Demon. But having said that, I don't think they're the only two chances.
Okay, and a couple of Tasmania Star Greyhounds on the mainland during the week, but couldn't quite qualify for the final.
Yes, the Henry Harrison was on at Sandown on Thursday night, and Helia Bolt ran into a brilliant field, so brilliant that Black Magic Opal led and didn't win. And Hellier, Buckle Up Wes, he was third on the first turn. He got off the track a little bit. He just didn't seem comfortable. That's twice he's failed at Sandown. Just might not be his track.
And what about a greyhound for us to follow? I noticed the winner you gave us last week, or the greyhound you gave us last week, scored in the opening race in Hobart on Thursday night at double figure odds in Kinloch's Fury.
Yeah, she did. She got the job done very well, bless her. Look, from that race, actually, I think the second dog, Kenzo Dynasty, for Jamie Devine, it hasn't won a race yet, but, gee, it's knocking on the door, and it was in front early. It looked like it was going to drop out, and then it was strong again to the line. I think it'll be winning very soon, especially if it draws wide.
OK, well, you're in red-hot form, so we'll stick with that one, and we'll grab another one off you next week.
Thanks, Shane.
You're listening to Radio TAB across Tasmania, South Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland.
Racing returns to Launceston tomorrow night. Another big card. Tip us all the winners. Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, race number 5 on the program. It's the Grade 4. Steve Hutt's had a great run with the Nitro Greyhounds. He's got King Nitro going around here.
Yeah, Shane, he's now my on-top pick. My on-top pick was originally number 5 when I did the form, but he got injured in Hobart on Thursday night, so Phelan comes out of race 5, number 5. I went with King Nitro. I haven't seen him on the track, but he's got a very big motor and he's probably one of the likely leaders. 8 Gypsy Bling for second. She had no luck at all in Hobart on Thursday night. Think she might spear across from box 8. She's got some chance and she is a winner there in 30.07. She's second pick. To Be True's the knockout dog. Desperately wants the fence. He's a good grinder. He hasn't got any high speed, but he'll battle away and he's got a good draw. He's clear third pick. And I put in Cruiser Gibbs, number 7, as my fourth pick. He's been placed 2 of his last 5 here. He's got some chance from the draw. 6, 8, 1, and 7.
Race number 6, the second leg. All the big guns are drawn out wide.
Yeah, Shane, I went with Dominator Girl. I just think that she's going good at the moment. And just remember that she did get beaten in track record time in Devonport on last Tuesday. Now, she is a winner here from box 8 in 29.81. 29.81 will win this race. I've put her on top. 8 Teddy Tomboy for second. Orange Boy, I think, might find this a little bit harder than his past 2 wins, but you can't knock winning form. And 2 Stylish Abbey. She's got some chance from an inside draw. 7, 8, 6, and 2.
And in the third leg, we've got Steve Hutt again with Red Nitro this time.
Yeah, Shaney holds the key to the program, these dogs, and especially through the legs of the quaddy. Look, I've gone with Red Nitro. He's got good speed. If he happens to jump on the bunny, I think he might be very, very hard to beat. I put in 1 White Padro for second. Thought it had some chance. 6 Moonlight Bell and 8 Cosmic Eagle. 2, 1, 6, and 8.
And then in the final leg, Pedro's Vineyard has been very consistent without winning out of turn.
Yeah, Shane, there's a good chance that she could jump on the bunny here. She had every chance in Hobart on Thursday night, but I just think from an inside draw, she's strong. She'll run the 5:15 right out. Think she might be the way to go, Pedro's Vineyard. Number 1, Fine Advice for second. I put Winkley Charlie in for third. He's very well drawn. And the greyhound that didn't have a lot of luck last week in Class Barbie's got a chance. 2, 1, 8, and 7.
That makes the quaddy in the first leg 6, 8, 1, 7. In the second leg, 7, 8, 6, 2. The third leg, 2, 1, 6, 8. Last leg, 2, 1, 8, 7. Where's your best?
Shane, we have to wait till late and go to race 10, number 4, Her Highness. She's got blistering speed. She'll either, on my speed map, she'll either lead or settle second to Trezor Green. I think she's the best of good things. I think she might be a very, very handy little bitch. Race 10, number 4, Her Highness.
Devon put on Tuesday. Wonderful meeting. The first leg of the quaddy is the Country Oaks final. What did you think of the heats? Can you find an outright winner selection here for us?
I've got a tip Kawasaki Rose. To think that the way the racing's been at Devonport lately, at one stage in the run, she was actually last, and to win was an outstanding performance, and she recorded 25.83. Look, I think only bad luck will beat her, but the only trouble is I'm not keen on box 6, but in saying that, I have to put her on top. She's clearly the greyhound to beat. 3 Hard as Nails. Off my speed map, she's the leader. And as we know lately, the leaders have had a big advantage at Devonport. So Hard as Nails in for second. 8 Classic Nico, only because she's going to be up near the lead and she's going quite good. And her run behind K Kawasaki Rose was very good last week, and I put in number 4, Windburn Rush. Now, she's the KO dog. She doesn't like being crowded. She's got a big motor. She loves the fence, and there's some chance that number 3 might bring her across early. 6, 3, 8 and 4.
Race 6 on the card. Tis a Gold returned to winning form after a mainland campaign.
Yeah, Shane, look, had good Wentworth Park form, and, you know, to think that a couple of her runs back before she went to Sydney, she broke the 5-second barrier at Launceston over the 5:15 in winning in 29.72. She's got a good hope. I just went with Flash Innings. I think it and Tis a Goal are the two leaders, and for that reason I went 3 to beat 6. There's not much between them. 4, Daniels Bay in for third, and for number fourth, my fourth pick is number 2, Quick Advance. 3, 6, 4 and 2.
Race 7 on the card is the Country Derby Final. Slashes King, super run last week. Likewise, though, the winner of the other heat in Callaway Uni.
Yeah, Shane, they're all in me mix. Just from the draw, I think this is a very, very interesting race. I couldn't take real short odds Varco if he was, you know, very short on the totes on Tuesday. He's got a good chance. Look, I went 1 each way, Slashes King. I just think from the draw, he showed good speed last week. It's his third run in on Tassie soil, and he went good last week, and I reckon he'd be fitter for the run. 5 for second, Varco. Big run last week. He's clearly the dog to beat. 8, Groovy Lane. Now, the interesting little thing here is that he's got a couple of desperate railers drawn inside of him. People will probably think he's not well drawn from box 8, but a little statistic, Shane, is he's had 2 starts from box 8 for 2 wins. I've got to put him in for third, and I put a Callaway Ernie. Now, he's absolutely airborne at the moment. He's going super. Butch Devril's always got a good dog in his kennel. I've put him in for fourth. 1, 5, 8 and 3.
So tipping the Pat Ryan Kennel from Dilston, the winner of the Derby. Pat's got another good chance in race number 8.
Yeah, Shane, I think it's the on-top pick. The only thing that let him down last week, Winsome Tommy, was that he was terribly slow out. He then showed very, very good mid-race speed. And look, his run finished about 50 metres from home and he still ran second. Look, with just an average beginning, I think he'd be very, very hard to beat. I put in number 1, Ben Zima, in for second. I think it's going very, very good. 8, Get Up Alvin, ran very well to win at Launceston recently. He's got box 8, he's got a chance. And number 5, Mini Mogul's definitely got some chance. I'm leaving out the 2 last start winners in Hellier Evan and Merrick Pines. They've both got some chance in that race. It's quite an open league. 2, 1, 8 and 5.
That makes the quaddy for Devonport on Tuesday. 6, 3, 8, 4 in the first leg. Second leg, 3, 6, 4, 2. Third leg, 1, 5, 8, 3. Last leg, 2, 1, 8 and 5. Where's your best at Devonport?
We have to wait late again, Shane, so I'm hoping we do get the quaddy so we can have a bit of a bank going into race 10, number 2, Golden Sage. Now, I will tell the listeners that I think it's a very, very good U-turn dog. It's trained by Butch Devril. It's got an inside draw. Its last run was 6 behind Slashes King, and it got beat 10 lengths and still went 26.05. I think it's the best of good things. Race 10, number 2, Golden Sage.
So we're jumping on the Butch Devril bandwagon. Is there any room left on there?
No, there isn't, especially with the way how much I weigh. There's no room left.
Well, you better get on one side and I better get on the other. So thanks for those tips again today, Rick. Good luck with them. And we'll join you again next Sunday.
Thanks, Shane.
And thank you for your company on the Greyhound Show. Look forward to your company again next Sunday morning.
This is Radio TAB.